Some things feel constant and permanent, even in this shifting and changing and credit-crunching world, don't they? The sun will rise in the morning in the east, and, after a decent interval, involving perhaps some clouds and a little rain, will set in the evening in the west. Your train will be the only one on the information board that's late. The keys you thought you'd lost will have been in your pocket all the time. Your toast will fall buttered side down on your new carpet, and there will always, always be Morris dancers. It's a familiar harbinger of the oncoming spring. You'll be walking through the town centre and you'll hear the lilting of the accordion and the cracking of stick on stick cutting through the muzak from the pound shop. So, imagine my surprise when I switched on Radio 4 and heard this on the midday bulletin.
An appeal is being made for young people to overcome their embarrassment and take up Morris dancing. The Morris Ring, which represents more than 200 clubs, says the custom could be extinct within 20 years, unless, in its words, new blood can be found.
Extinct within 20 years? Now, that word extinct is a harsh one, a word with no hope in it at all. When I hear that word, I think of the dodo, I think of the triceratops, I think of the male sock suspender. And could Morris dancing really go the way of a rural branch line butchered by beaching or a lost variety of cooking apple? And should we care? Well, I think the answer to both questions is yes. And the third question is, what can be done about it? How can Morris dancing be dragged into the 21st century? It began as a community art, so how can it reinvent itself for a generation of MySpace and Facebook kids whose idea of community is strong but centred round a mouse and a computer screen? Would the creation of a new dance called Slumped on the Settee in front of my Xbox be the answer? Possibly. Then again, probably not. The important thing is that the way the Morris Ring goes about attracting young people must not be allowed to put a foot wrong. Although they look half asleep, young people's antennae beneath their hoodies and their beanie caps are finely tuned to shifts in the cultural paradigm. In other words, they know instantly what's cool and what isn't. So let's not try to turn it into a reality TV show. Can you imagine Strictly Come Morris with celebrity chefs and footballers' wives and people who used to be on Hollyoaks trying to get the feet round the steps of a Cotswold dance from Ashton under Wychwood, while a panel of experts marks them out of 10 by holding up a different number of bells? Let's not try to create a troupe called Break Morris, where Morris dancers whose trilbies have been replaced by sideways on baseball caps thrash out a few shapes with a posse of break dancers as an accordion player and a DJ play side by side. And please, please, let's not try and get PR firms to persuade young people's role models to become Morris mentors. Hi, my name's David Beckham, and if I hadn't been a footballer, I would definitely have been a Morris man. Victoria likes to call me Golden Bells as it is. No, the thing to do is take a risk and let the young people themselves take the Morris dance and shake it up and reinvent it for themselves. In the same way that gardening is now guerrilla gardening, and the staid old allotment is now a bubbling theatre of social change. Let them take their lead from a group like the Outside Capering Crew and present English Morris with, as they say, contemporary verve. Leave the tradition in their hands and they won't let us down. Unless, of course, it's part of that old dance called Let the Man Down, where they chuck you up and down in a blanket, thus letting you down. Now, who's for the creation of a You and Yours Morris team? I've got a great name for it. You and Yours with bells on. How about it, Winifred?
Well, I will if you will. Ian Macmillan with a few ideas on rebranding the Morris dance. We've had some from you. This from Delia Swift. She says it's simple. Just tell all the young lads it's a fertility dance, which it is, and that by wielding the sticks against each other, they will impress and win the cute young chicks around them. So there you are.